Hi, welcome. This is Debbie Rosas. Welcome to the Monday night call for the general public. We're going to wait just a few moments, give people an opportunity to arrive, and we're going to mute your call. And then when we're ready to take questions and hear answers, I will unmute you.
Hi, Janice from Boston.
Hello?
Jennifer Miller in Santa Barbara.
Hi, this is Debbie Rosas. We're going to wait just a few moments. It's just now 5, and all callers are muted. When I get ready to ask for questions, I'll ask you to hit *6, which will unmute your call. I hope you're having a great day or night, wherever you are. It's a wonderful, hot evening here in Portland, Oregon. We've had a run of summer weather for a change, so we're all quite excited. It doesn't normally get this hot. We actually had a few days of 107, 110 degree weather. I kind of felt like I was in Miami, and it was really, really, really great. So let's give it another minute, if you will. It's just 5:01 on my clock. I'd like to welcome everybody to the call tonight. This is Debbie Rosas from the NEA Technique, and this is the telecourse for everybody, the general public who practice NEA personally. I hope you're enjoying NEA as a movement practice, not only to change your body and change your life, but I know for myself, every day I'm aware of the gift of the body and the gift of having a movement that uses pleasure and comfort as a way to get fit and stay healthy. For those of you new to the call, NEA is now in its 26th year, and NEA was started first and foremost as a way to give people back the inherent gift of feeling pleasure in the body. Carlos Rosas, my partner in creating NEA, we were looking for a way to not only develop a fitness program that would be healthy for the body, but something that would be motivating and inspiring for the spirit as well. The result is NEA, which is a program now that is offered in 47 countries by over 2,500 teachers sharing what we call is the joy of NEA. You know, and there are many joys of NEA. One of the great joys is that NEA integrates three movement arts, three beautiful movement arts that really stand on their own. Dance arts, which is where we integrate your personal expression, that part of you that really brings that dancer who dances in the living room onto the dance floor, in the gym or in the Y, wherever you take a NEA class. The martial arts, where we integrate precision, where we learn to guide our movements consciously using focus and intent, and where we really do learn how to use the body in the way it's designed to be used, following what we call the body's way. And then there's the healing arts. And tonight's topic really has a lot to do with the healing arts. The healing arts in Nia are designed to teach you how to move in your body's way, listening to the signals that you get from your body, following those signals, and learning to choose pleasure over pain. Tonight's topic, expressing what you sense, is really based on one of Nia's principles. And again, for those of you new to the call, when you go to Nia and study it a little bit more in depth, either by buying our book called The Nia Technique or using one of our at-home videos, or maybe even taking the Nia training, the week-long training with one of our amazing Nia trainers throughout the world, you'll find that the white belt principles, 13 of them, give you the tools that you need to not only change your body and life using pleasure, but also give you the tools to create what we call crafting a sacred livelihood, making sure that everything you do is not only sacred, but it adds to the quality of your life and it adds to the health and well-being of your body. Principle number 13 for the teacher, the Nia teacher, is called teaching what you sense. And for the student, it's called dancing what you sense. It basically means that you put two-thirds of your attention on listening. You listen to the music, you listen to your own body sensations, and then what you express, what you share, what you even say that comes out of your mouth, such as an ah, an ooh, an expression of what feels great. This is one-third. This is you dancing what you sense and really sharing what you sense, not only with yourself, with your body, but with those around you. You know, for some people, when they come into a class, the teacher is giving them instructions, pay attention to this, do that, make sure you lift this, don't do this. It can be overwhelming for a student. And the first tool that we give to a teacher is this, principle number 13. So a new teacher learns from the very beginning the importance of sensing the body. Did you know that a Nia teacher, actually the way that they teach you is first to get into their own body and sense from their body something that's happening from the choreography that they're doing. They use what they sense as an invitation to not only connect to their own body, but they use that as an invitation to then say, everybody sense your heel touching the ground. Everybody sense your tail swishing side to side. Not only does this honor the teacher's body, but it also validates one of the most important parts of moving in a body, and that is sensing. You know, every part of our life, our health, and our well-being depends upon information. And in Nia, we pay attention to the information that we bring into our body and that we move out of our body. We use sensation, which is the voice of the body, to tap into information. This is our way of communicating with our body, and it's our way of communicating and following the body's way, which is the map, the design of the body we use. It really explains how we do what we do in Nia and why we do it. We use sensation, focusing on pleasure, as a way to connect to every part of our body. This means when you are dancing and expressing what you sense in class, you have a way to start down at your feet, move up to your ankles, go to your shin bones, knees, tap into every part of your body to first recognize, do I have access to sensation in this part of my body? And can I express what I'm feeling outwardly through my dance? Can I express what I sense in my spine? And imagine this, if everything that you do is devoted to you sensing pleasure, everything that you express will come from the place of pleasure. And this is important because information is powerful. Information is what crafts not only your beliefs and attitudes, but your life. So imagine if the information that you're putting into your body is one that moving is pleasurable, moving is fun, how I move feels pleasurable. If that's true, your body comes again and again to movement, not out of guilt, but out of the desire to have the experience again. In other words, there's greater meaning and deeper purpose for a body when that body is feeling pleasure. You know, once we're born, the way that we start to learn is from ourselves. And we know this. And this is one of the things that we pay attention to, and we make sure that we continue to learn from ourselves, so that no matter what class you go to, you'll hear the teacher say, everybody's sense. You'll hear the teacher remind you to stay connected to the sensation of pleasure. And when you do, you get to fine-tune your memory, your muscle memory. You get to fine-tune your life and build a history of experiences from here on out that are based on pleasure. You know, every cell in your body is controlled by the awareness of their environment. Imagine if the environment for all of your 50 to 75 some trillion cells are swimming in pleasure, pleasure that you create as you move and do what you do. You know, as humans, we have to adapt to our environment. You do this all the time. And most often we adapt so that we're more comfortable, so that we feel more pleasure. When you're cold, your body sends you messages and you go put a sweater on. When you're hot, the body sends you another bit of information that says, hey, take the sweater off. We're always listening to our body and adapting, particularly when it comes to needs like food, shelter, clothing, safety. But what about the times when we're just walking down the street, or we're just sitting in a chair, or sitting in a movie theater? What if we took it upon ourselves to look at everything we do as critical as the things we do to be safe, as in watching to cross the street? What if everything we do, we made it a creative and sacred act to bring pleasure into our environment and into our life? This would mean that the single cell awareness, every single cell, its awareness of the environment, not our genes, could set into motion the mechanics of your life, all triggered by pleasure. In Nia, dancing and moving is what we do to stimulate sensation. And we use movement. We use movement of 13 main joints, your ankle joints, your knees, your hips, wrist, elbow, and shoulder joints. These are the places where you move energy. We use movement as medicine, not only to improve our fitness, but also to enhance our health and well-being. And what's unique to Nia is that we get to integrate these three arts. So when we are expressing what we sense, oftentimes our expressing is expressing Tai Chi, which is a slow dance, which means to your body, you're going to put in information that adds to the well-being of your nervous system, tuning your nervous system so that it can respond to the times in your life when you need to move slowly, as in Tai Chi. Other times, Taekwondo, the dance of precision. And this is where you add a little more power, and this is where you add a little more of that out energy. And you may find there are certain times in your day where you have to be a little more aggressive and say no and affirm yourself and hold your ground. The good thing is that it's expressing what you sense using this, what we call energy personality. Nia gives you an opportunity to feel what it's like to express yourself as a powerful human being on the planet. And then there's Aikido, where we get to express and sense what we call harmonious spherical motion. And then from dance arts, jazz, fun showmanship and expression, modern dance, creating shapes in space, or Duncan dance, free-spirited, honest motion. And most of all, we get to express the healing aspects of what it means to live in a body. You know, the primary orientation of our life is towards pleasure. We are coded to move away from pain. This is a biological orientation. Because on a body level, it is pleasure which promotes the life and the well-being of your whole organism. Think about that, your whole organism. Every part of you is designed to feel pleasure. In Nia, we look at that as an important part of getting fit, that if we use pleasure to get fit. This fitness will add to the sustainability of our body. We define the feeling of pleasure as the perception, your perception, of an expansive movement of energy in your body. Pleasure creates an opening up, a reaching out, a sensation that causes you to want to make contact, to be in contact with not only your own body, but in contact with community and the world around you. This is quite different from pain, which causes you to close off. So the expressing what you sense means that in Nia, connected to pleasure, you get to express yourself. And when anybody is in a state of pleasure, you can see it. Their eyes are bright, their skin is pink and warm, their manner is easy, lively, passionate, excitable. There's a softness, an ease, and a great, great power. This adds up to a great state of health and well-being. Not blocked energy, but energy flowing. Energy that is adding to the quality of one's life. You know, according to Alexander Lowen, who's the author of Bioenergetics, that it is this primary orientation towards life, towards pleasure and away from pain, that allows us to transform ourselves and truly discover what adds meaning to our life, what gives purpose to our life. So next time you're in class, ask your teacher, remind me, what are the three steps of teaching what you sense? Because I want to sense in my body. And the teacher will say, listen to the music. Be seduced by what you hear. Dance to the music. And always choose the joy of movement to fit your body's way. And when you sense pleasure in your body, share it. Express what you sense outwardly. And remember that sensing is being in relationship with the body. Sensing is how we listen and respond to the body talking to us. I'd like to open it up now for questions and for comments. So all you have to do is hit *6 and that will unmute your call. This is Debbie Rosas in Portland, Oregon. And we are discussing expressing what you sense, 13 of the Nia Technique. Who do I have on the call tonight? Do you have a question for me? All right, everybody's unmuted, so I'm happy to take a call. This is Debbie Rosas, and I would love to have your name first and your question. Who's on the call?
Hi, my name is Corey.
Hi, Corey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. What do you have for me tonight?
I just got out of a meeting, and I was rushing home so that way I could have my full attention on this little program that's on the phone. So here I am.
Awesome. You just got on the call. Well, I just actually finished my talk, and I used the last 15 minutes for questions and answers,
okay.
But you can get on the website, nianow.com, tomorrow, and it will tell you how to listen in on all of the calls, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. This is Debbie Rosas. Love to take a question, chat with you tonight. We're talking about expressing what you sense.
Hi, Debbie. It's Lisa Booksbaum.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good. What's happening in New York City?
Well, I've been spending a large part of the last 2-3 weeks talking to Nia teachers all around the country.
Awesome.
And I just wanted to thank you because I've been dancing Nia for 7 years, and I just had my white belt training. But to hear you so eloquently and beautifully explain it, and then I know tomorrow morning when I go to my Nia dance class and Caroline says, you know, make it your own feeling, or when a Nia teacher in any of the classes I go to says, ah, or says something that's so fabulously them and very spontaneous, I'll understand now that that them really getting in touch with their own body and sharing that with us and making us closer to doing the same. So
awesome. You know, you said something that's really poignant, and that is when we hear the students around us expressing vocally their pleasure, for a teacher, it really is a sign that, first of all, that person is in their body and they're connected to pleasure. And first and foremost, we know that that's the safest way for anybody to move in their body. So from a teaching perspective, that's exactly what I'm wanting. I'm wanting to see my students express their pleasure and hear it as well. So that's great, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Debbie Rosa, who do I have on the call tonight?
Hey, Debbie, it's Liz Mack.
Hi, Liz Mack. What are you up to?
Hey. I just want to say hey. That's all, and just tell you that this is what really sets apart this as a fitness from other fitness modules. I think that this is really the key that makes it such a special thing. So thank you for this tonight.
I agree. I'm sitting here with my daughter, Liz, so she's waving at me.
Hi,
Jessie. You know, I agree with you. I think from the beginning, what has made Nia really not only a revolutionary workout, but also a kind of movement therapy that really helps people release emotional pain and physical pain. It really is the fact that we give people the permission to connect to pleasure, and we remind them that pleasure really is one of the best medicines that we can give to the body. And I don't know about you, but there's no other exercise class that I can go to and be as outgoing and outwardly as expressive about what I'm feeling as Nia. And as a teacher, I really think that that's what keeps me so satisfied teaching. I never feel burned out. I always feel excited to go to class, and I think that's why.
Yeah.
Super. Well, have a great night.
You too.
All right, thanks. Hi, this is Debbie Rosas. We're talking about expressing what you sense, the Nia Technique. Who's on the call tonight? Who has a question?
This is Gary Smith. I'm one
Hi,
of Liz's
Gary.
And your daughter's students. And
Gary, terrific. Nice
right.
to have you on the call tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. I had a wonderful time when I visited my grandchildren and got to take part in the intensive class. I felt extremely special and very honored to be able to stand behind you and work the movements there.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
That's
and it's an incredible opportunity to be the only guy 99% of the time in a Nia class. I would like to see it gone more to more men. There's so many things that this could be used for. I'd like to help my golf game, but I'm not there yet, but I would just love to see it be more, have a greater opportunity to hit the dream.
You know, I agree with you, and, you know, we've wondered why more and more men are not attracted to Nia, and I think, you know, my husband always reminds me that men are generally not attracted so much to group exercise. They do sports, they do, you know, weekend activities, and there are those that do yoga, but it's not as much as women. And I think right now, you know, it's the time for women to really get back into the role of being healers and getting back into their power. And quite honestly, any guy that shows up to Nia, I always think he's really a special guy. So you're in good company.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much for coming on the call.
You're welcome.
All right, this is Debbie Rosas. We're talking about expressing what you sense. What do you sense, and how do you express it in your Nia class or in life? Who's on the call? What questions do you have?
Debbie, it's Lisa again in New York.
Hi.
I was in Chicago, and a very wise businesswoman friend of mine was telling me about the new exercise equipment that's leaving her city, and was so horrified. It has some fun little name. You work out with a trainer for 20 minutes, and the whole point is you push your muscles with the weights and everything to the point of pain, and then you push them more, and your trainer makes you hold the poses until, like, you think you're going to collapse. Her words, not.
Aww.
And I just looked at her, and I said, Barbara, that is so the opposite of Nia, and that's so the opposite of what I know to be true and helpful. And I think you could really injure your arms and your legs and your muscles, your shoulders. And it's just, I think that this message really has to get out there more, and that's why it's so great that you are getting great media coverage and that the media community is embracing all the social media tools, internet, so that hopefully more and more people will understand that the body's way and all of this wisdom that you've codified is the only sensible thing to do.
Yes, and you know, Lisa, everybody comes to things in their own right timing and in their own way, and you know, I know for myself, it's been discovering degrees and degrees of pleasure where I bet if I looked at what I thought was pleasurable to me or even painful to me 10 years ago, I'd be mortified at really the level of discomfort that I didn't even know was discomfort. So, you know, I sometimes the way that people give up pain is actually to go a little bit more towards it. So let's hope you'll invite your friend to a class one day.
Yes.
All right, thanks. All right, so Debbie Rosas, we got about 5 more minutes for a few more calls, and then I'll wrap it up. We're talking. Yes, hi, who's on the call?
Hey, this is Marcia in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hi, Marcia in Charlotte, how are you doing?
I'm great, and I have been practicing Nia for less than a year, but I am just so grateful to find it. Debbie is my teacher here at the Jewish Community Center, and
awesome.
The only one. Only one night a week on Tuesday nights, but you know, I work a full-time job. I'm 56 years old, and this is my night. I have actually ordered some of the DVDs to try and practice at home a little
bit
now. So I'm looking. Here's what I just want to make this comment as a compliment to you and the program, but also maybe others would share this. Thought, and I see lots and lots of week-long training, and maybe someday I aspire to get to that point. But for now, I would love it if there were some weekend workshops, and I hope that is being discussed as possibly something you would advocate to your teachers and trainers down the road. It's something that's a little more doable for those of us who want to expand our practice but aren't quite there yet for taking a week off and, you know, being able to afford that. But the weekend.
Well, you know, Marcia, we have lots and lots of teachers offer 4-hour workshops and 8-hour workshops and
right.
One-day events. And so I'm going to make sure, Marcia, that you get hooked up and know how to get onto our calendar so you can and see what's in your area. Will you send me an email with your email address so I can hook you up?
Yeah, how do I do that?
Okay, just send it to debbie@nianow.com, and I'll make sure I hook you up.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, because I'm sure there's some things in your area that you can attend, and we'll find something for you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, we got a little time for one more question. Debbie Rosas, who's on the call with me, who has a question?
Hi, this is Gloria. I don't have a question, but I have a whole lot of gratitude to you. I found you probably like 5 months ago, and I remember saying to the teacher, oh, my God, my body is so shut down. I don't know if I can do this, but I'll give it what I've got. And I'll tell you, I love it. I love it.
You know what? I feel like you're doing exactly what the call is about, Gloria. You're expressing. I can feel it over the telephone. You're expressing what you said. What do you love most about it, Gloria?
It's helping me to find me. I mean, this morning I went and I go, oh, I think I felt like this when I was a little kid. You know, it's just bringing me back to me, you know, and opening up. And there's still parts that are not quite fully open, but it's like home. It's like, It's like home, and every teacher, you know, I've gone to all the classes, and every teacher is just so beautiful. I mean, I get in the car, and I call my husband, and I go, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for encouraging me to go. I love Nia. I love Nia. And I do. It's just.
There's a lot of happy partners out there because people take Nia, I can tell you, you know, and it's just really, really rewarding for me to hear, Gloria, you speaking about what I certainly feel every time I do Nia, and it's certainly what motivated Carlos and I to create Nia was to want to create something that would be accessible for everybody, no matter what the age, no matter what their level of wellness, something they could do where they could start to, as you said, find themselves, reclaim their body, and start to feel better so that living life is something, again, that felt exciting.
Yes.
And, I commend you on taking the step and, you know, keep on dancing. I look forward to talking to you again on another call.
Okay, thank you.
I want to thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks
so much. Okay.
All right, this is Debbie Rosa, and I'm going to sign off tonight. This call will be able to listen to it again. Thank you all, everybody. Have a wonderful night.